are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa.
Music's still going on, though. Can you guys hear me? Or are we just rocking and rolling? Oh, good. Yeah. You know, I almost wonder. I love the guys at GCN. These guys rock. But I almost wonder if they're thinking, oh, you know, we could cut down on how much we got to listen to Dahlia right now if we just play more music. If you guys notice, if I ever have an issue, sometimes with my mic, we'll, like, go to music, right? And then we go off music, back to my talking. And then you guys are like, oh, man, I really dug the song. All right. Yeah, I know. I think spring break's almost over. Is it almost over? Yeah, we'll do a little camping trip with the kids just to, you know, have one final family weekend before we throw the kids back at school. And by throw, I mean not stopping the car as we roll into the parking lot of the school. I mean, giving them the boot. Passover's coming. All right, some of us are celebrating Passover. Yay! Yay! Happy Pesach. This is probably the worst holiday for me. I do not take the whole Passover thing well, right? Because we got to eat the matzah. You guys hear me complain about it every year. Do you guys get the story of Passover? Do you know what it's all about? All right. I mean, I'm not a theologist. You know, I'm not a rabbi or a priest, obviously. But let me just kind of break it down. All right. Remember, the Hebrews were in Egypt. And I guess under certain pharaoh's rules, they really got a bad rap, okay? Now, they first got to Egypt because of Joseph. Now, at the end of the book of Genesis, y'all read your Genesis? Good. Definitely read Genesis, because I'm a part of Genesis Communications. So that's why I went to Genesis Communications, because I thought it was biblical. And luckily that, you know, hopefully pray for me before, you know, my show or before I get the ratings. I don't know if they prayed for me this month. Maybe next month, guys, pray for me. All right, anyway, so Joseph brings his family to Egypt. Everybody's happy. They think, you know, Egypt is good. Everything's good. But then, as new kings come to power, they kind of get mean. So, okay, we got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So Exodus is the second book, right? Okay, Exodus is, I guess, the book where the whole Passover story happens. No, I don't have a Bible in front of me. I should. I got the Bible at my medical office. That's where my Bible's at, right? Because every now and then I could read it there. Or if you have, you know, one of those Bible sis, I could take the good book and you know, handle the Bible sis. So, no, I don't have a Bible at home. But it's okay. I mean, my kids, I remember enough about the Bible to teach my kids. Anyway, okay, so you got Moses, okay? Now, Moses was, you know, a stud. Moses was really, really cool, right? But he was dealing with a pharaoh who I think had narcissistic personality. Yul Brynner played him, and so I think there was a little histrionic in there. But Yul Brynner was sexy, so we don't care. From what I understand, though, the original pharaoh wasn't as good-looking as Yul Brynner. So don't imagine Yul Brynner, because everyone's like, wait a second. How could the Jews have a problem with the Egyptian pharaoh when he looked like Yul Brynner? You're missing the point. Just forget about Yul Brynner. I understand the Ten Commandments story, you know, has to put Charlton Heston and everybody else to look sexy. But no. The guy was narcissistic, histrionic. I think he had some borderline personality issues, was probably antisocial, and some psychoses, as well as throwing a couple neuroses, and you got a real, real interesting book of Exodus. But, of course, the scribe never talks about that. So anyway, Moses asks the pharaoh to let my people go. And the pharaoh's like, what? Sorry. I don't know Egyptian. I'm sorry. So it was probably like, what? Okay. And he goes, well, if you don't do it, you know, God's going to get mad. Okay. And so, hey, come on. Cutting some slack. This is a medical show. All right. But we need to talk about what Passover is all about, because you need to realize why all your Jewish friends are constipated and why I'm going to be in a very bad mood over the next week being constipated. Okay. So the first plague was blood, right? The waters of Egypt turned to blood. All the fish died and the water became unusable. Now, some scientists are going, oh, that was probably red algae. It was probably some sort of a red. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, it's easier to just think it was blood. God turned the water to blood. Pharaoh's like, okay, you got a point. Flee. Well, he changes his mind, Remember, he either had some sort of severe schizophrenia, maybe some severe bipolar, I don't know, but he changed his mind. Okay, so then, most like in 11, people go. And he goes, no, so there were the frogs. Right? Frogs jumping all over the place. He's like, well, frogs are cute. Well, you know. He goes, well, you could leave. And then he goes, nah. Then there was lice. He gave, God gave everybody lice in Egypt. And after they finished itching, remember, Yul Brynner was bald, so the lice didn't bother him. Then wild animals. I guess wild animals started to cause destruction, wreck havoc all over the place. And they, I guess, got them all located into San Diego, and they have the wild animal park. Now, then, the fifth plague was pestilence. I guess all the Egyptian livestock was struck down with pestilence and disease. They didn't have antibiotics at the time. Then, boils came. Everybody got boils. It was probably Staph aureus, but not methicillin resistant, because that didn't happen until antibiotics came out. Then hail came, severe weather system. I don't know if it had to do with El Nino or not. Sorry. Okay, and... I'm sorry. All right. Then darkness. Apparently darkness came over. Okay, so Pharaoh keeps saying you could go. No, you can't go. You could go. You can't go. So Moses is getting hip bursitis after all this, right? He's like, okay, stop it. Let my people go. And he's like, no. Well, then came the big enemy. God's mad. Okay, you know, the first nine plagues, he was just playing with the Pharaoh and the Egyptians. Okay, but the last plague was death of the firstborn. So every firstborn of the Egyptian family was killed. Now, where Passover comes from, and again, you know, I apologize for not being, you know, a person of the cloth, but from what I understand, Passover comes from, there were Jews and Hebrews and non-Egyptians living in Egypt at the time, so they had to take some lamb's blood, drip it all over their doorpost, so when the angel of death came, they passed over. See what I mean? Okay, so Pharaoh says, get the heck out of here. Everybody runs, but they know Pharaoh's going to change his mind again for the 11th time. So they didn't have time to bake the bread. So the bread didn't have the yeast in it, which was really good for those of us that are prone to yeast infections. But anyway, all the Hebrews are fleeing. They don't get a chance for the bread to rise. The bread turns out to be a very, very crackerous, fibrous carbohydrate, and now we're forced to eat it for 8 days and get constipated. That's the story of Passover. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you're just joining us now, it's really unfortunate that you missed, prior to the break, a very theological discussion about the book of Exodus and what happened with Passover and Moses and the Hebrews fleeing Egypt at the time when Pharaoh was coming after him. It was to a T. The Bible was quoted perfectly. So I'm sorry you missed all that. But a very interesting subject that always comes up this time of year is, if we really look at the 10 plagues, is there any scientific merit to the 10 plagues? We talked about, you know, where all the water turned into quote unquote blood, which I believe, you know, because again, I saw the movie. Right, you know, then the frogs and the lice, etc. So scientists have come up with a hypothesis. It's kind of interesting, whether we believe it or not. But there's a lot of people that are very scientific minded, and they're like, Dahlia, I don't get it. I just can't take the Bible for what it says. I need to know there's some scientific explanation. Well, this is the scientific explanation they give. I don't know if I believe it or not. You know, I just like the way the story goes, and I don't need to think if it's true or not. Just, that's the way it is. So let it be written, so shall it be done. Okay, so here we go. Yes, my mom's going to make me see, I'm going to have to see the Ten Commandments again. I don't mind. Charlton Heston's pretty sexy. Now, so what, apparently some scientists are saying that a massive volcano eruption happened around 1500 BC. And this is around the time the Hebrews were trying to leave Egypt, from what I understand. Recession hit, etc. Now, the first plague was supposedly the river ran red like blood. Okay? Whether we all think the river turns blood or not, remember we were talking about the red algae? Well, what they think happened is if there really was a volcano, and again, you guys, don't get mad at me if you dislike it. I'm just the messenger here. They say if there was a volcano, remember in the movie Dante's Peak? Okay, sorry, I'm serious. Remember in the movie Dante's Peak where the water started to turn acidic because of the volcano? Well, they believe if the water started to change its pH, that's how the algae grew. And if the algae overgrew, the water turned like blood, and it was very difficult to drink that kind of water because of the pH level. All right? So, again, it's a thought. Now, because the rivers turned red and the waters turned red and there was this possible algae, many of the fish died. Well, if many of the fish that eat the little baby frog eggs aren't there to eat the baby frog eggs, more frogs were born, hence the second plague, frogs. Now, they say for the third and fourth plague, you had lice and then wild animals. Well, they say if you have a river full of dead fish, then you start, and then, of course, you have dead frogs because they have nothing to eat. Then come insects because of all the dead animals all over the place. And then, of course, animals are, I'm sorry, I'm trying to be as scientific as possible. Then the wild animals and the destruction for the animals, the fourth plague, animals are running around all over the place because they're seeing everything else that's dead. Then, because you have all these dead, rotting animals, here come the pestilence. Here come the insects. Number five. Then the sixth plague, what do insects do? They bite you and they make boils. Right. See? Then, I guess, hail happened, and they think it wasn't so much hail and fire as much as the volcano was still spewing. So there was the fire and the ash and pieces of stuff were coming down, and they called it hail. Okay, that's what they're saying. Okay, now, the ash and the water and I guess the whole slew of mess brings about locusts, because locusts like very damp ground. So they bury their eggs, they say. I mean, this is what, I don't know, this is what the scientists are saying. Okay, now remember, the ash is still spewing out, so the sky looked dark, they're saying. So the darkness covers the sky, because, like, remember Dante's Peak? As the volcano erupted, it was all dark. Okay, so y'all may be like, okay, well, that makes some sense. And again, this isn't Dr. Dahlia's theory. I don't know if I really believe that during Egyptian times, right, you know, there's volcanoes spewing and all that. But I mean, you know, for those of us that need to feel like there's some science behind it, it's cool. It's cool. Okay, but then what about death of the firstborn? You know, what about that? Now, I remember in medical school, I wish I could remember that far. I was awake. There was a very rare disease that would only affect firstborn children. It was a weird one. So they were saying maybe it was that. And we're like, what? Okay, but they think, scientists think this is what happened. Okay, the grain was locked in vaults. Now, hail and locust feces was getting on the grain. Now, it settled on the top layer. Well, historians say that the firstborn usually ate first. So I know, this is what they say. So they say if the firstborn in Egyptian times was eating from the layer, they ate the fungus and the locust feces, which is why they died. Such that when the second or third kid goes in to eat, they're good. And that is the scientific explanation that many historians are saying for the 10 plagues of the Passover story. All right, now, to me, that's all moot point, okay? I don't really need to go back to the past. My beef is we have to deal with the next 8 days. Now, I don't know if any of you have had matzah. Have any of you had matzah? Yeah, right, okay. And again, I mean, the holiday is a wonderful holiday. It's just the matzah takes your mind off what you're supposed to be thinking about during the holiday, because it's ripping your colon lining as it passes. For those of you that don't, okay, matzah is supposed to be the cracker that represents the bread that never got leavened when the Hebrews had to flee Egypt before Pharaoh changed his mind for the 11th time. okay, or 10th time. So they didn't get it. So basically the bread was all flat. So we eat matzah as a sign of, you know, remembering what happened. And they say Jesus's Last Supper was the Passover Seder. He was celebrating Passover at the time. And the, you know, the Seder plate kind of reminisces on, you know, the mortar that the Hebrews had to use to build the pyramids and the tears, you know, because they were slaves. And it was a very horrible time. So they had to flee. So they fled, and they didn't get to cook the bread, so we eat matzah. Now, that's nice, you know? I mean, it's nice, okay, you know, a little baby bit, but then they make you stick it in the horseradish, and that doesn't help at all, especially since the horseradish is very, very spicy, very hot. And then you can't eat bread. You can't eat bread or grain for 8 days. Now, I know some of you are like, well, Atkins diet. Okay, well, how many of you did the Atkins diet? That's right, constipated. But you're supposed to, though, still eat the matzah. Okay, I thought I could just do the matzah during the first night. You know, go, here's my matzah, a little nibble, and be done. Nah, you're supposed to eat it all week. Well, it is such a geometrically sharp cracker that sucker scrapes your bowel as you go. I'm bleeding for, like, weeks after eating the matzah. You know, and I brought, you know, people said, well, eat the matzah crackers. My mom goes, eat the little crackers. Well, the crackers are hexagons. So now you're going from a four-cornered, sharp, geometrically pointed cracker with four vertices to a hexagon that has six sharp edges. Doesn't work. So you fry it up, you try to make pancakes out of it, and you get through it. But it really is a gut-ripping food. And but that's what we do because, you know, we want to be good. We want to be good people. And you know, it's to remember people that were less fortunate than ours. But it doesn't mean I can't complain about it. All right. I will be complaining and aplenty. So that's the story. If you guys have any other questions, again, I know I'm not a person of the cloth. But I could give you as accurate a testimony, I think. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Are we going to talk about medical stuff? Well, that was medical. We're talking about my bowel bleeding. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know. Colonoscopies are up during the whole, you know, right after Passover, because, you know, people think they have colon cancer after going through that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. But it also shows you how important carbohydrates are for your bowels. If you are a carbohydrate-eating kind of cowgirl, right, like I am, and then all of a sudden you have to go to geometrically sharp crackers, it's going to mess you up. So what I should have done, and what I should have probably urged you guys a week or two before, is to start cutting back into carbs. And we all forgot to do that. Why didn't you guys remind me? All right. Well, when we come back from break, I want to talk about how eating berries, I got to tell you, berries are probably the superfoods. We got to eat berries. Actually cut Parkinson's disease by 40%. Looks like also cholesterol medicine, another study came out saying that it will help Alzheimer's. That's pretty cool. And I guess women on dialysis may experience sexual problems. Now, I could just imagine how the machine must get in the way of sex. I don't know how you have sex with the dialysis machine. Well, we'll talk about that when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, guys, again, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries in the news again. Now they think they can protect against Parkinson's disease. Now, we've talked about Parkinson's disease where it's a neurological condition that ends up occurring when your dopamine does not get picked up by its receptors and you start having lack of movement and controlled movement. So many people with Parkinson's actually get this like pill rolling tremor. They end up shuffling with their feet. They don't feel like they could balance their face. Becomes very blunted in its affect, and as such, you don't really look like you have a lot of personality, but you do. And so they have found that blackberries, blueberries, strawberries can actually protect you. They're rich in flavonoids. We've talked about flavonoids a lot. And apparently those men who ate these were 40% less likely to develop Parkinson's. And we know that men are more affected than this than women. All right, now, flavonoids are also found in tea and red wine. I can't drink red wine. It gives me headaches, so I got to eat the berries. Berries are also good for fiber, too. Yeah, so make a poop. Okay, so let me see. What else does it say? I'm taking a look at the story now. I don't have the stories memorized, by the way. If you think I memorize this stuff before I go on air, you're kidding. I pretend. You know, on some shows, I pretend. I just don't want to lie to you guys. I love you guys so much. Okay, let me see. All right, about 10,000 people are diagnosed a year. How many berries? Why aren't they telling us how much? They just said eat berries. See, that doesn't help us. Do we eat a cup? Do we eat two cups? I mean, personally, whenever you could add fruit, I would add these berries. They also have a low glycemic index, much lower than other fruit. So if you end up, let's say, needing to watch your sugar because you're diabetic, we always say to go for the berry fruits instead of cantaloupe and watermelon and grapes. But blueberries has been shown to help memory. I'm a huge fan of blueberries. So I would say definitely go for those. Just sprinkle them whenever you can. And honestly, a real yummy dessert is frozen blueberries. Frozen, I like frozen grapes, but with the glycemic index, frozen blueberries, frozen blackberries are yummy. It's hard to keep them fresh. These berries they're tough to keep fresh. Maybe as soon as you get them, freeze them and see how it goes. And the flavonoids should be frozen. I mean, they'll de-thaw in your tummy, right? Okay. Playing Tetris could cure children of lazy eye. You know lazy eye, where one eye, it's called amblyopia, where basically the eye, we need to strengthen the muscles that, hold the eye and move the eye. And so with lazy eye, a lot of times these kids, their eye just goes lazy and they move inward or outward, etc. And so what we used to do is patch the kids. We still do. You know, we patch the good eye, so we force the child to work harder with the lazy eye, such as to gain strength. Well, now they're saying an hour a day of Tetris could actually cure lazy eye. I gotta admit, Tetris is one of my favorite games. I have not checked if iPhone has a Tetris app. It has to be free, though. I don't pay for my apps because that's addictive. Once you start buying them, then you buy another one and buy another one, right? My kids have like probably $200 worth of apps, right, on daddy's iPad. And I don't know where they got the authorization. I didn't authorize that. You know, they go, well, daddy did. Daddy's like, huh? All right, but anyway, Tetris. Yeah, if any of you guys have an iPhone, I'm still figuring out my iPhone after 3 years. Email me and tell me what apps that are free are good apps. I don't want to spend money on apps, right? But free apps, tell me which ones are good. I'm going to look up a Tetris one. But anyway, all right, you know how Tetris goes, right? What happens with Tetris is the shape starts to fall. So you need to make a whole line, horizontal line with the shape, with the shapes that come down. If not, then the shapes keep piling up. And if they pile up all the way vertically, you lose. So you want to get as many horizontal lines as possible such that you don't lose. And it really makes you think. I don't understand, though, how a video game can help a child's eye that religiously. I don't know, you know. But I guess, you know, the kid would probably prefer to play Tetris then, deal with the patch or the lazy eye. All right. By the way, speaking about eyes, it's a great time to remind everybody, go get your eyes checked. Don't forget, once a year, you got to get your eyes checked. The years go by fast. I can't believe it's already been over a year for me. Got to get your eyes checked. It's important. Talk a lot about the eyes in the news. Need to rock and roll with that. All right. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, cholesterol medicine, again, my favorite group of medicine. Yay! I love the cholesterol medication. I don't like a lot of other medications. Not a huge fan of the pharmaceuticals, but I love the statins. Another study comes out saying people on a statin could actually be fighting against Alzheimer's disease. Yee-haw! Ooh. Now, they only studied simvastatin. Simvastatin's brand name is Zocor. Also, simvastatin is in Vitorin, all right? But honestly, if simvastatin does it, I'm sure the other ones do too. They found that those medicines actually increased blood flow and the function of the vessels going to the brain. They also found that it boosted learning and memory. But it has to be instituted when the person is young and just starting to have signs of Alzheimer's. That's, you know, every time we talk about Alzheimer's, they always say, well, it has to be early. It has to be early on. You can't take somebody that already has all the neurofibrillary triangles and plaques and all that in their brain and then try to reverse it. Although that's what they're trying to work on with these vaccines and these anti-tau antibodies. All right? But let me see if I could get a little bit more scientific here. The statin treatment, let me see. Yeah, they said the statin treatment had no effect on the amyloid buildup that was already in the brain. So I guess it's more, you know, these cholesterol medicines that most of us are already on, hopefully prevent. And, I mean, you know, we've been talking about this for years. We've been talking about how people with high cholesterol, people with high blood pressure are more at risk for Alzheimer's and dementia. I mean, there's no surprise there. So if you decrease the cholesterol, or decrease the diabetes, decrease the sleep apnea. Don't forget about sleep apnea, people. Decrease high blood pressure, you're going to rock and roll. So just, you know, I tell people, if you can't tolerate the statins, the statin medications like Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor, that's fine. You don't have to force yourself to take it. But don't be against it without good reason. Okay? Like, for example, I had a patient who walked in with a cholesterol of 300 after not seeing me about a year ago. And I put him on the medication a year ago because his number was 275 at the time. And his bad cholesterol, I think, was close to 200. And now it's over 200. He's like, oh, Dolly, I didn't want to take the medicine because I didn't want it to hurt me. You know, and I go, did you try it? He's like, no. Well, to me, I think running around with a cholesterol of 300 for a year is more toxic than the medication. Can I prove it? No. Still can't prove it. But what we have seen are less people get heart attacks while they're on the medication. We are seeing less people start to develop Alzheimer's. So if that's the case, that's all the proof we have. You know, I do not want to, take the risk of a heart attack. We have heart disease in our family, and we have enough stress in our family to work us into a heart attack. So as far as I'm concerned, I'll take the medicine. However, just because I tell you to take a statin medication, I'm not saying go and take it. I mean, have your doctor take a look at you and see if you're right. Tell your doctor to still run a liver panel on you before you take it and something called a CPK, your creatine kinase enzyme, because if any of those are off, those are markers that we could measure to see if the medicine is bothering you. Let's say your levels are normal, and then when the doctor checks you a few months into the medication, your numbers are off. Well, that could be a sign that the statin medication is bothering you. And I'm not naive to think that these medications may not have side effects that we don't know about. Remember, we were just talking yesterday about how the fluoroquinolones, the antibiotics that are out there, a nice class of antibiotics, may be related to retinal detachment, where the lining of the eye starts to detach, could cause blindness. Well, how the heck is an antibiotic causing that? How? Well, we don't know. There may be just more to it. We don't know. All right. When we come back from break, I want to talk about President Obama's remarks on healthcare. And I guess there is a new form of Ambien on the market to help those of you that just wake up in the middle of the night. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Also, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Facebook. And don't forget to email drdahlia@hotmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We got Kyle working the dials. We got Donovan working the dials. We got James over there. I love just having all these men around. I guess a woman like me needs three men to handle the show. Okay. Speaking of which, women on dialysis may experience sexual problems. That's the title of this medical article. Women on dialysis may experience sexual problems. Honestly, ladies, you really shouldn't be having sex in the dialysis center. The machine gets in the way. You really don't have a lot of privacy. But no joking, kidney failure and kidney disease, it really takes its toll. And I know some of you are like, you know, why are people even thinking about sex if they're at that point on dialysis? Because now, you know, many people that are on dialysis can still live for years. And they still do well and have happy lives. And, of course, they're going to want to have sex. I hope so. Anyway, researchers, researchers got paid for this, examined questionnaires completed by 659 female dialysis patients in Europe and South America that showed 84% of all women and 55% of sexually active women had sexual problems. I'm assuming it's when they went home. Okay, let me see. Older women, women taking diuretics, women who reach menopause, those with less education, those with diabetes or symptoms of depression were more likely to experience sexual difficulties. Well, we know that. So what are we supposed to do? I guess for those of us that aren't on dialysis, don't go on dialysis because I guess we'll have sexual problems. I guess that's, you know, how do you protect your kidneys? We should spend time on that. We should spend time really quickly to protect your kidneys. And again, no joking here. Don't get diabetes. Do not get diabetes. Diabetes wrecks your kidneys. Also, don't get high blood pressure. High blood pressure hurts your kidneys. Cholesterol. Cholesterol can hurt your kidneys. People are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I can't take cholesterol medicine because it'll hurt my kidneys. No. No. I mean, maybe there's an argument that we haven't discovered a side effect that the medicine could do towards the kidneys. But the one thing I have noticed is I have not seen a change in people's B1 and creatinine or kidney function if they're taking cholesterol medication. But I do notice their kidney function improve as the cholesterol goes down. And remember, high cholesterol could also put you at risk for diabetes. So if you want to keep your kidneys healthy, no high blood pressure, no cholesterol, no diabetes, or have those three things in perfect control. And for some of you younger kids out there that are listening to me, lay off the protein shakes and the creatine powder and all these extra supplements you're putting in your body. All right? And if you don't believe me, just have your doctor do a quick urine test and have him check for protein, microalbumin. And if you're starting to shed extra protein in the urine, you know, oh, Dr. Dahlia, that just means my kidneys are working. It means your kidneys are working a little too hard. That's what it means. So, you know, be careful with these supplements. All right, enough said. Okay, now, for many of you guys that have insomnia, you say, but Dr. Dahlia, I can fall asleep fine. It's just I get up in the middle of the night and I can't go back to bed. Oh, I've been with you on that. That's rough. Many of you, you know I'm online because I'll, you know, go through my medical articles and I'll tweet and I'll Facebook. You're like, what are you doing up? It's midnight. Well, because, you know, I went to bed at 8, 9, and I woke up, and, yeah. So, I guess a new form of Ambien is now available in pharmacies called Intermezzo. Yeah, cute. Which is still Zolpidem, but it's available in 1.75 milligrams and 3.5 milligrams. Okay, now remember I told you with Ambien, you could crack the sucker in half, you could crack it in fours, you could even take some of the powder and it'll help you fall asleep. It will. All right, so for some people, it's not dose-dependent, it's just, you know, qualitatively, it's not quant, but it's qual. How much, qualitatively, of that medicine do you need to fall asleep? Now, the rest of you are thinking, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, didn't Ambien go generic? So now they have a new drug that they could sell brand name. Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Right, this medicine is Intermezzo. It's a brand name. All right. So again, I don't know how much it'll cost. You know, you would think that you could take a regular Ambien and cut it into multiple pieces. But for some of you that are like, wait a second, I really need to know all I'm getting is 1.75 milligrams. What point? 21 gigawatts? Anyway, the 1.71 milligram dose, then you'll know you're getting it exactly through this Intermezzo. Now, how many hours left of your sleep would I take this? I don't know. Okay, you know, they say if you have 4 hours left of your night to sleep, this could work. I don't know. Again, be careful because some of you, what I would do is if you do think you're going to need this, make sure you do it on one of your practice days. Okay, because I don't want you taking it and then your alarm wakes up at 5 and you had taken it at 2:30. I don't know if then that's going to be right for you. So again, you want to kind of test it out. Intermezzo. They're really running out of names. I would love a pharmaceutical named after me, Dr. Dahlia. If I had a pharmaceutical that could be named after me, no, it wouldn't be a suppository. It would be it would probably be HDL. I would want the good cholesterol medicine named after me. I think that'd be cool. I mean, as long as it didn't hurt anybody. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, not a vaginitis medicine. Come on, people. Come on, grow up. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so it looks like President Obama had made some remarks. I'm sorry if I don't have the clips. Okay, I know many of you would rather hear President Obama's voice than mine, but these are basically his remarks, okay? on the Supreme Court and the legal challenge ahead on the health care law. Okay, he probably knows, you know, his White House advisors are probably like, you know, dude, Supreme Court hated it. Anyway, he goes, ultimately, I'm confident that the Supreme Court will not take what would be an unprecedented, extraordinary step of overturning a law that was passed by a strong majority of a democratically elected Congress. Ooh, you know that hasn't been written for him. Yeah, that's not typical talk for, you know, for anybody. I mean, that ads have been written. There's some a lot of syllables. I wouldn't even talk like that. No way, none of us would. Anyway, and I just remind conservative commentators that for years, what we've heard is the biggest problem on the bench was judicial activism or lack of judicial restraint. That an unelected group of people would somehow overturn a duly constituted and passed law. Didn't President Obama appoint two people onto the Supreme Court that were liberal? Okay, and now he's complaining. Now he's complaining that they could use, well, then why didn't you appoint moderates? Why didn't you appoint people that could go either way? So what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander. Anyway, well, this is a good example, and I'm pretty confident that this court will recognize that and not take that step. Okay, so he thinks the court is just going to go Republican versus Democrat. I think it's going to be logic versus Democrat, okay? All right, I think the Supreme Court has seen 3 years of the implications of this law and how unconstitutional it is. And remember, when the justices were giving counsel Varelli kind of a hard time, you know, they were saying, look, it's not that, all right, you know, the whole thing is thrown out and we're done. Just you need to do it right, but constitutionally right, if I could surmise what happened. Now, he goes on saying, well, first of all, let me be specific. We have not seen a court overturn a law that was passed by Congress on an economic issue like healthcare. And I think most people will consider commerce, a law like that has not been overturned at least since Lochner, right? So we're going back to the 30s pre-New Deal. At the point I was making is that the Supreme Court is the final say on our Constitution and our laws, and all of us have to respect it. Mm-hmm. But it's precisely because of that extraordinary power that the court has traditionally exercised significant restraint and deference to our duly elected legislature, our Congress. So the burden is on those who would overturn a law like this. I know. Now, as I said, I expect the Supreme Court actually to recognize that and to abide by well-established precedents out there. I have enormous confidence that in looking at this law, not only is it constitutional, and that the court is going to exercise its jurisprudence carefully because of the profound power that our Supreme Court has. As a consequence, we're not spending a whole bunch of time planning for contingencies. Yeah, of course he's planning. He wants to get reelected. I say the Republicans need to plan because we still have to fix health care. All right, the Democrats couldn't fix health care, so we need to do it. So, yes, please plan on contingencies because people are without insurance. All right, guys, if you could stay on another hour or two, please do. This is Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter, new instant white rice as low as $8.49, and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99, and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.